Now, time to check in with the Friday Night Lights and Chicago Radio's only prep football scores, stats, and stories program on 720 WGN. This is Preps Plus Chicago with your host, Sam Panionovich.
Away we go on Preps Plus Chicago. We're in the playoffs. Welcome to it. And this is the time of year. It's good for some. It's really, really sad and bad for many because seasons and careers end pretty much every Friday and Saturday through Thanksgiving. That's the way it's going to go. Thanksgiving weekend will be the state championship as always. It's the Friday-Saturday affair. And you look at the teams that lost this week, specifically today, Homewood Flossmoor, Glenbard North, Barrington, all teams that at one point were undefeated and were talked about in the conversation for winning a state championship. That's what this new system does, though. The new rankings. You take the top 32 teams in all eight classes, and you rate them 1 through 32. And if you have two losses, you're probably like 24, 25. And then you have to play a team that's really good, that's 7 or so, and you get a lot of good matchups. But a lot of teams that are powerhouses early on, they get that one loss, and then the entire season changes. So we'll keep you posted on the scores. Joey Gelman is in the house today, and he's sitting in for Kevin Powell. I like the Illini gear, by the way. You are rocking and rolling. You're so dedicated today, Joey. You came all the way in from Champaign.
I had to. It's Preps Plus, and we had a good Illini win to kick off my drive home. It worked really well.
If Illinois loses, do you show up?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm committed to you. Don't worry.
We've only got a half an hour to go. The Blackhawks pregame starts at 6:30. It's the Hawks in Dallas. The puck drops just after 7 with John and Troy here on WGN. But Joey will get you a check of the scores in just a couple of minutes. Here's what we're going to do today on the show. We're going to get you scores at about 6:12. We'll do the final scoreboard at approximately 6:25. And in the middle of that, we'll talk to our special guest. We do it every week, Mike Helfgott, brought to you by Lumonati's. He's going to join us about 6:17 or so. He was at some good games the last couple of weeks, and he's the guy that's the most plugged in as far as I'm concerned. So we'll talk to him momentarily. And again, here are your big teams that lost today. Homewood Flossmoor, Glenbard North, Barrington. We look at the top 20 in the Tribune, and I just draw red lines through these teams. Bradley Bourbonnais lost in week one. Brother Rice lost in week one. I mean, you just get teams you just don't know. And a lot of these teams, you'll notice, a lot of teams that beat up on poor competition, they get to the playoffs, they go down 10-0, 13-0. They don't know how to come back. They don't know how to handle adversity because they've been cruising all year long. So it's fascinating to me. And if you have any scores, 312-981-7200. Later on in the show, we'll get the full run of the 8, 7, and 6A brackets. We'll make that scoreboard bigger as we go on throughout the rest of the high school playoff season. But without any further ado, let's get our first check of the scores with Joey Gelman.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
Give you some time to walk in here. You're doing yeoman's work today, by the way.
It's an adventure. We got to play music in one room, scores in another room. We have fun at doing all this today. All right. Scoreboard for you starting off in the top 20. Number one, Loyola. 22, Oswego East, 3. The upset alert, as Sam mentioned. Homewood Flossmoor, their number 2, fell to Glenbard West, 28-21. Palatine Lions, they kick off at 7 p.m. Prairie Ridge, 51. Montini, 24. Montini, snap of 7 consecutive championship appearances, ends this week. Bradley Bourbonnais, 20. Plainfield North, 49. That's another upset as number 5, Bradley Bourbonnais, goes down. Glenbard game, they're number 6 in that order of the top 20. Mentioned above, they're taking on Palatine later tonight. Fenwick, number 7, just kicked off against Lake Zurich. Number 8, Phillips, 44. Aurora Central, 0. That's in the second quarter, getting close to halftime. Number 9, St. Charles East, 17. New Trier, 10. Number 10, Cary Grove, 56. Grays Lake, 7. Number 11, IC Catholic, 51. Paxton Buckley Loda, start of the fourth quarter there at 51-0 IC Catholic. The other upset on this list here, number 12, Glenbard North falls to East St. Louis, 32-28. Number 13, Lincoln Way East kicks off at 6:30 tonight, so right after we're off the air here, you can catch that game. They're taking on Wabanzi Valley. Number 14, Hinsdale Central on this list already fell to Wabanzi Valley in the first round, 33-23, so they're knocked out. The other upset here, number 15, Fremd, they fall to Huntley, 38. 230. Number 16, Brother Rice, already lost as well to Fremd in the 8A first round, 45-42. Number 17, Oswego, Edwardsville. That game was supposed to be at 1, moved to 6 p.m. tonight, so kickoff is just underway there. The other upset and final one in this top 20, number 18, Barrington, fell to Maine South, 42-27. Number 19, Crete Moni, 14, St. Lawrence, 14, close to halftime there. Number 20, Lamont, taking on Danville. They kick off just underway here in a few minutes right after 6. That is your Preps Plus scoreboard starting out here in the top 20. I'm Joey Gellman.
Joey will be back in about 10 minutes from now, and we'll run through the gauntlet, the 8A, 7A, and 6A, and we'll do that in about 10 minutes. But we have to do some business first. This week, Chicago's best. Not for the vegetarians. Join Elliot for all the meaty goodness you can handle. Don't miss Chicago's Best Meat Lovers Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
Back to the Friday Night Lights and Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
.619 in Chicago. The W flags are flying. There are three W flags in the studio. There are more flags every day, I feel like. And now they're all over Michigan Avenue. It's a great scene. And your Chicago Cubs are World Series champions. It's still amazing to me to say that. And a lot of the Cub fans will tell you that they still can't believe it. Well, that's part of the problem. You should always believe, no matter what you think. He is on Twitter, at mhelfgott. He's the lead preps writer for the Chicago Tribune, brought to you by Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's Deep Dish Pizza. Find one of 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. He is the coach, Mike Helfgott, joining us now. How are you, Coach?
Hey, Coach, I'm good. How about you?
Double-dip football for you. You did a game Friday. You did a game Saturday. Which one did you enjoy more?
Glenbar West beating HF today, home with Fossmore, 28-21. Was, probably the marquee matchup of the second round, you know, of the entire playoffs. Two really top programs. Glenbar West really benefited from their wet grass field today. I don't know how it got so wet. And, met HF 10-0, the way the playoffs work, you rotate home field rather than getting it because of the higher seed. You know, sometimes it just comes down to the luck of the draw. They got a real tough draw. Glenbar West coach Chad Headlett even said afterward, the game's played on turf, it's probably a different game. But that's the deal, and Glenbar West, as usual, moves on to the quarterfinals.
I think what you meant to say was them's the breaks, is what you meant to say.
I did. I really got crossed up there, Coach.
So, it didn't rain today at all, and the field was wet. How does that – do we need the camera footage?
I don't want to oversell that. I was just looking for a cheap laugh there. It did seem a little wet, though, before the game. And like you said, it hasn't rained in the last couple of days.
HF, this is probably the third or fourth year in a row where we talk about them playing a tough team early in the postseason. This time they go down. Do you think it's a problem for them? Because you've chronicled it for years now. They run through the gauntlet in their conference, but they don't really play anybody. I mean, they play Lincoln Way East. They play Bolingbrook. But outside of that, they're not really tested, and they don't really face a lot of powerful defenses. Does that haunt them when the playoffs roll around?
Perhaps, but I also think it's just a matter of the last 2 years. It was Loyola and Glenbar West that they ran into. It's a great team, a great program. I don't think that they get enough on their schedule. They have Lincoln Way East. They have Bolingbrook. You know, who else wants, non-conference-wise, nobody wants to play them. So maybe, they don't get as many games. But I don't think it's that as much as it just happens to be Loyola 1 year, Glenbar West 1 year, and them's being the breaks, as you like to say. They were on the road both times.
Great story in St. Charles. You covered the game last night, the Friday night game. St. Charles East now 11-0. They beat New Trier 17-10. I'm happy for the guys way out northwest.
Yeah, I mean, that's a team that's really come out of nowhere. 4-5 last year, St. Charles North. The talk this year was that they may be the team to finally unseat Batavia in that conference. Instead, East beats both of those teams and then goes on the road and beats a really good New Trier team last night. They run the triple option, although that was not the story last night. It was more just their defense. They recovered two fumbles on the one-yard line. Tough to win a game when you fumble twice on the one, and, New Trier didn't.
Looking in these first 2 weeks right now, we had the first week of the playoffs last week, second week this weekend. Which team were you most surprised lost? Which one just you couldn't understand how they lost?
Well, I was shocked at Brother Rice last week for sure. Although, no disrespect to Fremd, I know it's a good program. But today's Plainfield North, I don't know, 49-21 maybe it was, victory over Bradley really surprised me. That conference is Southwest Prairie that Plainfield North plays in. They don't have a real good playoff track record, and they moved to 10 teams this year. They added the Joliet schools, which means they don't play anybody outside the conference. Hard to judge them on the one hand. On the other hand, they don't really have a history of success in that conference. So, I kind of discounted the Oswego teams were both in 8A the second round today, and then Plainfield North beating Bradley, who beat Lincoln Way East a few weeks back. You know, it was a big surprise to me.
I'm looking at your pick before the season. I don't mean to throw salt on you, but Glenbard North, they got one of the worst matchups of the playoffs. They had to go to East St. Louis today. East St. Louis was 10-0. Glenbard North took it on the chin. Their season is over.
Oh, I firmly believe that those are the best two teams in 7A. I don't even think it's close. And yeah, just, you know, again, them's being the breaks. You know, Glenbard North has to go to East St. Louis in the second round. That's what happens when you lose, you know, regular season games you shouldn't lose. And, you know, I'm sure what's haunting them is a loss to Waubonsie Valley early in the season, in which they had a couple touchdown lead, didn't stop blitzing. Waubonsie hit a couple screen plays and all this, and then got themselves in a position where they just needed to get lucky at the end to win. And sure enough, they got lucky in the end and won. And, you know, they win that game, and that completely changes their draw.
I wish we had more time, Coach, but we're up against it. The Hawks are coming on in about 5 minutes. Yes or no question, Loyola, will they repeat this year?
Yes.
Okay. Back-to-back, possibly for John Hollisek and company. The Ramblers are just so dominant on both sides of the ball. I hate to spring you early. We're up against it. Brought to you by Lumonati's. That's Mike Helfgott. Make sure you pick up a Tribune and read them on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's great stuff, and the playoffs are in full swing here in Chicagoland. So we're glad that Mike is on the scene, and we will talk to you next week. It's week three of the playoffs, so thanks for stopping by.
All right, Coach, thanks.
That's Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune. A quick timeout, and then Joey will wrap up the scores, 720 WGN.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
He is handling double duties today. He's the executive producer. Today he reads your scores in week two of the Illinois High School playoffs. Joey Gelman.
Taking a look here at 8A, we'll start with today's action. We've gone over a couple of these before with the top 20, but we'll give you everything on the lowdown right now here. Homewood Flossmoor on the upset today fell to Glenbard West 28-21. Fremd fell to Huntley 38-30. Maine South takes down Barrington 42-27. Loyola takes down Oswego East 22-3. Games that are just getting underway now. Oswego at Edwardsville, Aurora, Waubonsie Valley, Frankfort, Lincoln Way East. Palatine High School takes on LaGrange. Those are all 6:30, 7 o'clock starts. Action from yesterday in 8A. Only one game on the docket here. St. Charles, 17. New Trier, 10. Moving along here to 7A, we'll take a look at today's scores. Jacobs took down Batavia, 28-14. Normal loses to Bennett Academy, 38-14. Willowbrook took down Glenbrook North, 49-21. Plainfield North, 49. Bradley Bourbonnais, 20. That's another one of the upsets in our top 20 list. East St. Charles took down Glenbard North, 32-28. Auburn, 27. St. Charles North, 21. And just getting underway as well here, Fenwick and Lake Zurich, that kicked off at around 6 o'clock. Still getting updates on that. If we get one before we're out of here, we will let you know. Looking at last night's game, the only one on the board here, Rolling Meadows 23, New Lenox Lincoln Way Central 13. Moving along to 6A, today's action. DeKalb took down Antioch 36-3, Cary Grove 56, Grays Lake 7, Sacred Heart Griffin 45, Galesburg 7, Crystal Lake Prairie Ridge 51, Montini 24, again that snaps Montini 7 straight trips to the championship round here. Games underway, Crete Moni 27, St. Lawrence 27-14 at the half, Lamont 13, Danville 0. That wraps up classes 8 through 6 here on Preps Plus. We'll get you more if we can before 6:30, but that's how we will wrap that scoreboard up today. I'm Joey Gelman.
And your Illini final score?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, 31-27.
What is going on with Michigan State?
Absolutely wild.
I don't understand it. Thank you for coming in today. I appreciate it.
No problem at all.
A double dip for you. That about does it, really, for Preps Plus. Thanks to Joey Gelman, who delivered in a big way today. Thanks to Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune, as he always joins us. We'll be back with a full hour show next week, and we'll get a better chance to dive in. It was mostly scores and a little bit of insight from the coach, and that's good because we only had a half an hour. But again, your big upsets, your big losses. Homewood Flossmoor goes down today. Barrington goes down today. Glenbard North goes down today. And Loyola still alive, Palatine alive, Prairie Ridge alive, Glenbard West alive, Fenwick alive, Phillips alive, St. Charles East alive. So those are your powerhouses. Those are your great teams. So we'll talk to you next week. Blackhawks and Stars coming up next. It's a home and home. They're in Texas tonight. They're back home tomorrow. Judd Surratt is standing by with your pregame on 720 WGN.